telling you, the Mets would have hired him today. They would have fired their manager today and hired him, I think.
But that means that the White Sox got a good guy then, right? I mean,
yeah, I think they got a good guy, but it is going to be a lot of heavy lifting, Dustin. A lot. This is not Joe Maddon coming in 2015 with the building blocks all there and a couple free agents away. This is a complete overhaul, and this is going to be, I don't see the Sox being relevant in postseason talk for another at least 3 to 4 years.
Probably right. So there's some rumors out there that the Cubs have added to their coaching staff after they had let some guys go.
Yeah, Willie Harris. We know Waving Willie and the Cubs parted amicably. The Athletic, PJ.
Could anybody depart amicably, really? I mean.
Yeah, right. You know, but the Athletic reported that the Cubs are planning to hire Quinton Berry, who at one time played for the Cubs, as the new third base coach. And not only is he going to be the third base coach, he has expertise in base running. He served as the base running coordinator for the Brewers minor league system. He coached with Craig Counsell previously in Milwaukee. Now, Dustin, per Jordan Bastian, the Brewers finished second in the majors with 217 stolen bases, only behind the Nationals' 223. The Milwaukee led MLB in base running runs above average, 19.7, third in baseball and stolen rate success rate, tied for third with 33% run scoring rate, percentage of times a base runner went on to score. Now, the Cubs did okay in the team base running, but as the season wore on, a lot of that had to do with PCA getting called up. They ended up with 143 steals, eighth in MLB, 10.7 base running runs above average. But the thing that we talked about, Dustin, they had 59 outs on the bases, trailing only the Reds with 66 for most in the majors.
No.
Do you know who was in charge of the base running?
Willie Harris.
Mike Napoli, the first base coach.
He gone.
So who was also let go along with Harris.
Yeah, Willie was an outfield coach, right?
Yeah. And so Barry also was an outfield coach for the Milwaukee Brewers system. So right now with this hire of Quinton Berry, you take care of the outfield coaching situation and you take care of base running coaching. So I'm super excited to see what Quinton Berry, if you remember, Dustin was a phenomenal base runner. And so I'm really curious to see how that goes. We also, Dustin, have our first move of the season. That goes to the Braves, who traded former Cub Jorge Soler to Anaheim for right-handed pitcher Griffin Canning. I wonder who the Braves will trade next postseason to get Jorge Soler. I don't know. They seem to really, really love getting him, but then they seem to really, really don't mind letting him go.
Yeah, very, very odd, right? Very, very odd.
Now, Dustin, we got some dates, and they do affect Cubs and Cub fans. On November 3rd at 7:30 p.m. Central Time on ESPN, Rowling's Gold Glove are going to be announced. There are two Cubs in contention. So that's going to be this Sunday, I believe, on ESPN at 7:30. That is going to be the shortstop and the left fielder. So Dansby Swanson and Ian Happ are up for the award. They are defending their award. I would be surprised if either of them did not get it.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. That's for sure. And be happy for either one of them if they got it. How about any other dates? We got a big date coming up with Cody Bellinger, right? Clock is ticking.
Well, right now, right? Clock is ticking. First day after the World Series, all eligible players become free agents. And so this is the 5-day quiet period. So right now, free agents are allowed to negotiate only with their own team. Okay. So if you're talking about Walker Buehler, the Dodgers have 5 days to talk with him. And so the trade freeze is now lifted, as the Jorge Soler trade shows you. So you can trade between clubs, but free agent signings, you can only re-sign with your team if you're a free agent for the next 5 days. 4 days after the World Series is the last date to request waivers. So you can't put anyone else on waivers. That's done until next spring. And then 5 days after the World Series, Dustin, this is what you're talking about. This is what the Cubs are looking at. There's all sorts of things going on pretty soon here. The deadlines for teams and players to make decisions on contract options. Okay. It's also the deadline for clubs to reinstate all players on the 60-day injured list and the deadline for clubs to tender qualifying offers. The quiet period ends, so any MLB free agent period can sign with any other club starting 4 p.m., 5 days after the World Series. So we're talking on Tuesday. So that is coming up. And so, Dustin, that is going to be interesting. November 4th through the 7th is going to be the GM meetings in San Antonio. And then November 19th is the deadlines for players to accept or decline a qualifying offer. It is also the deadline to add players to the 40-man roster to protect them from the Rule 5 draft. So that, Dustin, like, for example, there's going to be a lot of – the Cubs have a lot of really good talent that they're going to need to protect. So guys like Brennan Davis are going to be taken off the 40-man roster, and guys like the left fielder in Iowa are going to be brought up, right? Owen Casey's going to be put on the 40-man roster at that point in time. So you want to protect him from the Rule 5 draft. The winter meetings in Dallas, December 9th through the 11th. And so it gets really kind of interesting here. But what we're, the one that we're really looking for right here is that, is like you said, you only have two free agents the Cubs have. And one of them is Kyle Hendricks, which I think we know the answer to that, Dustin. That is bye-bye. I don't think he's coming back. So the Cubs have 5 days to negotiate with Kyle Hendricks, which I don't think they have any interest in. They also have 5 days to negotiate with Jorge Lopez. So you only, the Cubs only have two free agents, Dustin, this offseason. So I don't see Hendricks coming back. I think they'd like Jorge Lopez, but he may have priced themselves out for what they like to pay for bullpen pieces. You know what I mean?
Yep. They do need to rebuild that bullpen, though.
Cody Bellinger. This is the one, Dustin. $27.5 million player option. So that's that 5 days we're talking about. And so in that situation, if he opts out, that's going to free up a lot of money. If not,
lots of money.
He has another option for 26. Now, all the buzz, Dustin, all the buzz is Bellinger's opting out. I mean, there is a lot of smoke right there. I don't know if there's a fire, but there
and that's
is
that's fine, lot. But who's paying him? Like, that's what I want to know. Okay, opt out. Who's paying him?
Don't know. Don't know if he wants. I mean, he could do something similar to Stroman where he gets maybe roughly about the same, but maybe more years. So he's in one place at one time. I don't know. Well, you know, we'll look at the free agent class and we'll kind of see who's out there. We'll do that obviously in the next show, but you know, we'll have to see. You never know. Veteran lefty Drew Smyly has a $10 million mutual option for next season. And so, you know, the Cubs are not going to be wanting Drew Smyly back next season. So Drew Smyly will be gone too. They will not exercise their half of the option. So at that point there, when we talked about players eligible for arbitration, remember all the guys that we talked about, the big names that when we looked at this list, Justin Steele, I would say, is a big one. Isak Paredes is a big one. There's a lot of guys that are not, that I don't know if the Cubs are going to tend to contract to. Christian Bethencourt, Nick Madrigal, Patrick Wisdom. I think Mike Tauchman maybe. Yency Almonte and Edward Alzolay are both injured. Colton Brewer, Jimmy Herger. Julian Merriweather would probably be another guy, but I think the rest are not going to get tendered. So I would say Steele. I would say Merriweather. I would say Tauchman and Paredes. I think the rest will be non-tendered. That would be my, you know, opinion. So
I mean, that makes sense. It's nothing to argue about. Yeah, sure. That makes sense. No problem.
So, Dustin, I think next time we get talking, we got to look at the free agents, kind of see what's happening and maybe see what Scott Boras is thinking as far as the opt-out and Cody Bellinger, and see what the Cubs' needs are. This is the point, Dustin, where – you know, I know fans may think, oh, World Series is over. There's nothing going on. There's going to be a lot of things going on, and we are going to be here to cover it all.
Absolutely. And the other date, Crowley, that counts, first time a baseball game counts in 2025, Cubs, Dodgers in Japan, March 18th. So set yourself a reminder. That's a wrap. Don't forget to listen, download, review, subscribe to the Fly the W podcast, follow on all the socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and email us, flythew670@gmail.com, and watch us, that's right, by subscribing to the 670 The Score YouTube channel. All right, Crowley, get that free agent rankings going, and we'll get back together soon enough.
Yes, Dustin, and I just want to quote the great Cubs player Rogers Hornsby, who once said, "People ask me what I do in winter when there's no baseball. I'll tell you what I do. I stare out the window and wait for spring." Go Cubs!